13 to 21. We're going to preach as a group together with my brother Paul. I am just coming in front of him and like John the Baptist coming before Jesus. just to start a bit and we'll... All right. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let's read from 13. Let's read all together.
Someone in the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. Jesus replied, Man, who appointed me a judge or arbiter between you? Then he said to them, Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of evil.
A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain man yielded an abundant harvest. He told himself, What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, This is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and I will build, and there I will store my surplus grain
and my goods.
And I will say to myself, You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and marry. But God said to him, You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you.
Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
This is how it will be with whoever stores up
things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Most of us, we have to work hard. We have to toil in order to make a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was not God's intention, God's purpose, when he created the first people, Adam and Eve. In the Garden of Eden, they were having satisfaction, joy, and provision. What they needed was there. But after fall, it's where the problems started. Yeah, let's just take an example of the Israelites in Egypt. You remember, when Pharaoh heard that the Israelites want to go to worship their God, mm-hmm. Jehovah God,
right.
He just made them busy, more work.
That's right.
More work.
Mm-hmm.
This means if a man only works to eat and live, then this is not from God, it's Satan.
Amen.
If only a man work and live just for himself, that this is not from God, it's Satan.
Mm-hmm.
We may think that I am busy, always giving a reason, we are busy. Don't excuse yourself. Make a reason that it's true. That's God's tactics to hold down his children, God's children. Working too much to the point you don't have even time to pray or read the Bible, this is certain tactics.
That's right.
If you live for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Lord will provide
Amen. And
take care of your life.
Amen.
This is true. This is the gospel. Mm. This is the word of Jesus. This is true.
Amen.
Just try it.
Amen.
After receiving salvation and we have become the children of God, we are no longer work to survive for the sake. But for the sake of the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Now, let's go back to this text. Let me read just verse 15. Then Jesus said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions."
Amen.
Just tell your neighbor, life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. Life does not consist in the abundance of your possessions. Oh, let me talk about possessions. Actually, there are two kinds of possessions. First, there are material and physical possessions, like car, house, money, everything tangible. That's material, physical possessions. There are also spiritual and unseen possessions.
Amen.
But here, you have to be careful. There are negative ones and the positive ones.
Amen.
Negative ones, like magic. That's negative spiritual possessions.
Amen.
Like witch doctors, like witchcraft. This is negative. But there is also positive spiritual possessions, like the Holy Spirit, all the triune God possessions.
Amen.
This is positive ones.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
Yeah. When a man lives ignoring the needs of his spirit, he lives like an animal.
Mm.
He lives like an animal. When a man lives ignoring the needs of his spirit, he's living like an animal. We should overcome the level of how animal lives, but live a spiritual life, a life of trusting God for provision.
Amen.
All right, now, quickly, let's see the characteristics of the foolish rich man Jesus talks about in this parable. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about him. Mm. The characteristics. The first characteristic we see him, he lost the opportunity to live for tomorrow. He lost the opportunity to live for today.
Amen.
A foolish man lives for tomorrow, but God says, live today.
Amen.
Jesus says in Matthew 6:34, he says, don't worry.
Amen.
About tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself.
Amen.
Each day has enough trouble for its own.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters,
amen.
Tomorrow is not yours.
Amen.
Tomorrow is not mine.
That's right.
Tomorrow is not guaranteed.
That's right.
Are you sure you will be alive tomorrow?
Are you sure?
No. That's why you have to live for today.
Amen.
Enjoy the Lord Jesus today.
Amen.
Amen.
Because today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Today is the day of repentance.
Amen.
Of change.
Amen.
Of transformation.
Amen.
Of a turn.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
A foolish man live for tomorrow. It's a foolishness to say that there is no God. Psalm 14:1 says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. A foolish said in his heart, there is no God. When a man thinks there is no God, he's interested only in the material possession.
That's right.
More money. Eating, drinking, good car, good house, my future for I don't know how many years. That's foolishness. That's foolish. I'm not well equipped to preach this gospel because I don't have much possession. Like if someone was here who had all the wealth of much wealth, he was experienced. But just as I learned from the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, I can say that it's foolishness to be rich. To become rich. Because the word of God says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
Yes.
You know, some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. I think all of us, we know many evil things that are being done this world in the name of making money.
Yes.
You know, women trafficking, drugs trafficking, you know, prostitution, just name of making money. Just because of love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil.
Amen.
But when they just get this money, do you think, are they satisfied? No, I'm not satisfied. They want more because there is a desire for more much money. But Ecclesiastes says, this is Solomon, says, 5:11 says, when goods increase, those who eat them increase too. So what advantage do their owners have, their owners have, except to see them with their eyes? When goods increase, even those who eat them increase too. That's the principle. When good, if you get $1 million, you want a better suit, right? If you have $5 million, you want a car, or you have $100 million, you want a better car, right? Even those who want to take your money, they increase, right?
Yes.
More money attracts other people who want to depend on wealthy people. Then, the wealthy people have extra responsibilities. So, there are more demands on the money. The owner cannot enjoy his wealth because extra costs use all his money. Let me point this. Being in need of money or saving material possession, it's not an issue. It's not a problem in itself. The issue is a desire. A desire. Craving for more.
Right.
Craving for more.
That's right.
That's the issue, the problem.
Yes.
The root of evil.
Amen.
I heard about a woman in the Philippines. She has more than 3,000 shoes.
Wow.
She has more than 3,000 shoes. Oh. Do you think this is normal? There is a desire, burning desire for more, right? So this message is not against saving. It's not against working. In fact, Apostle Paul encouraged the church in Thessalonica to work hard.
Amen.
To work hard.
That's right.
Yeah. This message is not against saving. It's rather about setting where your priorities.
Mm. Amen.
Setting where your priorities.
Amen.
Put God first.
Amen.
Put God first.
Amen.
Prioritize God and God's interests.
Amen.
Okay, before I pass the pulpit to my brother Paul, let me clarify this. There is a difference between desire and need.
Uh-huh.
Different between desire and need.
Right.
Desire means a strong feeling of want,
uh-huh.
craving to get more and more things.
Right.
As soon as you have a desire for more money, you become a foolish.
Mm-hmm.
You become a foolish man. You see, people who play lotto game,
mm-hmm.
everybody at the end, they become miserable.
Amen.
At the end, they become miserable.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's a desire.
Mm-hmm.
A need means something essential for life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 1 Timothy 6, 7 to 8 says, "For we have brought nothing into the world,
right.
and neither can we carry anything out of it.
That's right. That's right.
But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with this."
Amen.
This is the need.
Mm-hmm.
If you pray for God to provide for eat, for food, for clothes, just not more clothes, just for clothes, for this clothes, for today.
Amen.
This is a need.
Amen.
This is a need.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. So, there is no reason to fear placing your needs list in the hands of God.
Mm.
We have God's promise.
Amen.
He will meet every need of ours.
Mm.
No good things does He withhold from those who are uprightly.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And my brother Paul.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother Richard. Wonderful message. Amen. I enjoy your message, actually. Yes. It makes me happy.
Amen.
It makes me happy and joyful. Do you?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It doesn't make me happy. It blesses me.
Yeah. Same thing. It blesses me. It makes me happy. Not only blesses me, but it makes me happy. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Maybe this message applies better for me because I think I'm rich. Because I have a house with 2 bathrooms, and I have a very nice car, K5, and every time I see a better car running by, I look at them and like, how about an upgrade this time, Lord? the craving, the greedy, is in my flesh.
Yeah.
Huh? Brothers, let's acknowledge, don't you?
Yeah.
Huh? We want better car. We, brothers, we love to play with the toys. Huh? The toys for brothers is car, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huh? What is your favorite car? What's your favorite car?
Toyota Camry.
Huh?
Toyota Camry?
Oh my goodness. Brother, what car do you dream of?
I'm still studying now.
These brothers are so naive. So naive. You must have a... I'm asking, I gotta pick a right person here. Who's the right person? Okay, I think Morris, you're the right person. Which car you dreamed of?
What? Lincoln Navigator.
A Lincoln Navigator. Oh. I never heard that one. I heard the Lincoln, but not the... I think Steve must have some dream. I know he doesn't like to drive, but I think he likes car. Do you like car?
Not really.
Oh! You love walking, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Sugi, What's your favorite car?
Subaru.
Subaru?
Yeah. I really like car. And I have it before I come here.
You don't like car?
I really like.
Oh, you like Subaru? Subaru. Subaru, that's like average. Amen. Anyway, wow. We, yeah, boys, you know, boys, we love to play with cars, you know? I thought you got mad at me, Alex. You stood up and you walk out. You're mad at me because I'm talking about the cars now. You say, Pastor Paul, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the cars. What about you ladies, sisters? You love to play with the dress, don't you? You love to go to the department and say, this looks good. And then you go to a fitting room and you change and you look at yourself, I look so beautiful. I look like a Cinderella. And then go out and change your clothes again and then you look at yourself, and then you don't buy, come out. And the owner gets angry. Serve you all day long and then you don't buy. We call it eye shopping. Yeah. Eye shopping, right? Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord is good.
Lord is
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Any circumstances cannot put you down.
Amen.
Okay? No circumstances can put you down. I said it again. There's no circumstances can put you down. Mm-hmm. All right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because all these things we see and that we see and we experience, actually, besides Jesus Christ, is a shadow.
Yes.
We need to be reminded of ourselves every day, every moment. Mm. Besides Jesus, everything is shadow. Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Only Jesus Christ is reality.
Amen.
So if you have something, going on with Jesus, you better be serious. Mm. If it's not Jesus, don't get so serious. Loose. Get loose. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Okay. let's look at the scriptures. I like this verse 7 and 8. Let's look at 7. Let's look at this foolish rich man. Verse 7. Okay? 17, I'm sorry. 17 and 18. Verse 17. Okay, go ahead.
He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.
Then he said,
this is what I would do.
I would tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I would store all my grain and my goods. There are two things going on with this foolish rich man. Two things. 17 is what? He thought to himself. Oh, how foolish thought he's thinking. Now, this message, yes, is I believe it applies to all of us, including myself. Okay? So many times we live with a foolish thought.
Yeah.
And perhaps that thought is from the devil. Mm. It's from the enemy. The enemy will sow the seed of negative thought, fleshly thought, worldly thoughts, devilish thought into your mind. Mm. Remember, your mind is the greatest battlefield. You understand? Even today, as you come to church, you must have something going on in your mind, didn't you? Even when you're sitting here now and you're worshiping Jesus, you have battle going on in your mind, don't you? Mm. Hello?
Amen.
Do you understand this?
Amen.
You see, this foolish man thought to himself. What did he thought to himself? What should I do? I have no place to store my crops. Now I have too much possessions now. What should I do? Oh, how foolish that thought is. You want to worship Jesus in a genuine way?
Amen.
Do you want to worship Jesus in a genuine way?
Amen.
You worship Jesus with your mind. Mm. You worship Jesus not just in your spirit, but you have to worship Jesus with your mind.
Amen.
If your mind is not focused, if your mind is not filled with Jesus, if you're not thinking about Jesus, you're thinking about Jesus maybe one time a week, just coming to Sunday service here, and just for 1 hour you're thinking about Jesus, that's not Christian life. We have to think about Jesus every day, every hour, every morning, every afternoon, every evening.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, because He is all in all. He's the air we breathe. He's the water that we drink.
Amen.
He's the bread that we eat.
Amen.
He's all in all. He's everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we thank You for Jesus, for He's the reality of all things. Amen.
Amen.
And then he thought, and then he said, not only he thought, but he said, this is the problem. This is the problem now. Brothers and sisters, look at this now. This is the problem. When Satan saw the wicked thought, the pessimistic and fleshly thought into your mind, there you need to be discerning. You need to be wise. You need to be alert. You need to be awake and take captive of your thought and make it obedient to Christ. And that is not sin. That is not sin. You have overcome of taking captive of your mind and making obedient to Christ. But if you let that thought come into you, come into your being deeper and deeper, and be part of yourself, be part of your body, and you begin to say it, that's when you are sinning.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
You see, this foolish man actually sinned when he thought to himself, right? Selfish thought, and then he began to say it. You see, when he began to say it, that's when the seed will be sown into deeply into his heart, and he will bear the fruit of what he say. You see, we become what we say, don't we?
Amen.
Don't we?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, what are you saying these days? What are you thinking these days? What are you saying these days? That's where the division, whether you're going to be a foolish man or you're going to be a wise man. Whether you're going to be a foolish man or you're going to be a child of God. Hallelujah. Because everyday battle, this is everyday battle. Satan will sow the seed in your mind. But when the mind comes, you take captive it and make it obedient to Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And from your mouth, you never let out the negative words. From your mouth, you never let out fleshly words.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must guard our mind and guard our tongue.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And the only way to do that is to eat Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ will control my mind and my tongue.
Amen.
Otherwise, we have no hope. Only Jesus is our hope.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Look at this now. I want to talk about the 3 points as given to me, right? Number 4 point is, it is foolishness to be
self-centered.
As I meditate about the self-centered, notice this in this scripture. There are 6 times I pronoun, 5 times my, 4 times I will. My fruits, my storage, my food, my materials. It's all about me, my, mine, I. You see? All this self-centered. Now, it is very evil to be self-centered. At the same time, it is very normal to be, not normal, it's very easy to be self-centered. Actually, when baby is born, the moment the baby is born, it's very self-centered. I'm hungry, mother feed me. Cry. Right? Or I just poop. Mom come and change my diaper. Cry, isn't it? So baby is, by nature, is very self-centered. Why is it? Because we are all fallen creatures. Once we fall, we have fallen Adam in us, and that's our flesh. So by nature, we are very self-centered. Nobody have to teach you to be self-centered. Did you go to university to learn how to be self-centered? No. You just, by nature, we are so self-centered. Okay? You understand what I'm talking about, huh? Sunday, coming to church, going to church. It's very self-centered. Oh, I feel like it, I go. I don't feel like, I'm a little bit busy to be, okay. Very self-centered. Everything what I say, I do. Very self-centered. And you say love of the money is the root of the evil, all evil things. That's right. But perhaps love of the self. Perhaps that is the root of all evil.
<That's right.
laughs> You like that one, Philip? You like that one? but that's so deep in us. So deep in us. Huh? Raise your hand if you say, I don't like myself. Is there anyone who says, I don't like myself. I never love myself. So I think I can overcome that test of loving myself. Raise your hand. Only me? There's no one. We love ourselves so much. If it's comfortable, we do it. If it's discomfortable, we don't do it. Isn't it? If it comforts me, if it edifies me, if there's some benefit, we do it. There's no disadvantage, we don't do it. It's so self-centered, isn't it? Oh, how self-centered we are. First of all, we have to realize how self-centered we are. We have to realize deeply how self-centered I am. There. God can come and help us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you say, I'm not so self-centered like you, God cannot come and help you. We must say, oh, I am so foolish. I am so self-centered. Oh, what can I do? Remember that song? Oh, what can be done for an old heart like mine? Soften it up with oil and wine. The oil is you, your spirit of love. Please wash me anew in the wine of your love. Amen. Oh, what can be done with my self-centeredness? Without Jesus, we're so doomed. We're so doomed. Let me get deeper with self-centeredness. I got really caught up with this, maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure if I can finish it, but I'll try my best to finish. Self-centeredness. First of all, why this is so foolish? Self-centeredness. Why this is so foolish? Because, number one, it's not in your outline. You might want to jot down if you want to. Because self-centeredness is so foolish, Bible says, because, number one, Christ is not there. The moment you are self-centered, Christ will leave. Christ is not there. Christ cannot be with you when you are self-centered. Christ can only be with you when you're Christ-centered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this self equals, actually, this self, love of self, equals Satan. Devil. You know the word pride, right? Satan fell from heaven. he was a morning star, but he fell from heaven because of the pride. P-R-I-D-E. Come on, everybody say P-R-I-D-E.
P-R-I-D-E.
What is the center word for pride?
I.
Who's the problem?
I.
Who's the problem?
I.
Come on, say it. Who's the problem?
I.
I is the problem. I'm the problem. You see, without I, look at this. Without I, we will be so happy. How many of you marry? You marry, huh? You marry, huh? Are you happy? Yes. Who's not happy? Raise your hand. Who's not happy? You gotta be honest. And you don't raise your hand because you will fight later. But let me tell you something. Although you're not raising your hand, I can see in your spirit. Now listen. If you're not happy, if you're not so happy among your couple, it's a matter of I.
Yes.
If you become selfless, not selfish, but if you become selfless, you become much more happy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand this? So in a couple, if you become selfless, you'll be so happy. Amen?
Amen.
You know, you're having a small group, don't you? In a small group, you become selfless and the body of Christ will be built. You'll be so happy. In a church, if you become selfless, the body will be built. And Jesus Christ will be magnified.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
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 Oh, let this great revelation just really affect you. Oh, we need to become, there's a joy. There's joy in selfless.
Amen.
It's not about me, it's about Jesus. Amen. Everybody say, it's not about me.
It's not about me.
But it's about Christ.
It's about Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
When Christ becomes all in all, then you will leave Christ, not only leave Christ-centered, but you will leave other-centered. You will be very generous, you'll be forgiving, and you'll be understanding. Mm. Because you're so self-centered, you have a hard time of forgiving somebody. Mm. Because you're so self-centered, you have a hard time of getting along with other brothers and sisters. Mm. The most spiritual man gets along with everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you spiritual? Oh, you pray 10 hours a day. Oh, you read the Bible 10 times. That doesn't mean you're spiritual. Mm-hmm. Spiritual means that you're Christ-centered, not self-centered. Mm-hmm. And then you get along with everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So number one, why self-centered is foolishness? Number one, Christ is not there. Number two, because living a self-centered life is mimicking the life of the devil. Because the devil was a self-centered. The moment he was self-centered, the pride was kicked out from the kingdom of heaven, right? Third, when you're self-centered, listen to this now. When you're self-centered, it's easy to hurt others. When you're self-centered, you're easy to hurt others, and you also you hurt yourself. So if you get little church, are you getting hurt easily or do you don't get hurt easily? Raise your hand if you get hurt easily. I think I get hurt easily because when someone gossip about me or negative words or attack me, whatever, blah blah blah. Raise your hand if you get hurt easily. Nobody wanna raise your hand because you're smart. You're trying to be smart now. Ezaz is being honest. Thank you. God sees your heart. You're honest. You get hurt easily. Yeah. Anybody else? You get hurt easily. Oh, now you're being honest now. You know. Anybody else? Oh, now you're being honest. One by one, you're being honest now. We should raise our hand almost at 99%, I believe. Come on. Don't you get hurt easily? You say, yeah, I don't get hurt. I'm a robot. There's a thick, what do you call it?
Metal?
Metal vest.
Armor.
Yeah, armor. The vest here. So somebody shoot the arrow of a hurt, I don't get hurt. You're not a robot. Hello. You're not a robot. You are a human being. You are mere human being. All right? So if you get hurt easily, this is what it means. This is what it means. Because you are self-centered. If you get hurt easily, you are self-centered. So if you don't get out of self-centered, then you will get less hurt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You know, today, listen. Do you think I look happy today?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Max, do you think I look happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Saskia, you look, I'm very energetic.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you might be thinking, oh, Pastor Paul must have got to jackpot today, or lotto. He's so energetic. Or Sister Rachel gave him a very good kiss this morning. He's so happy. He's so happy, you know? Something like, or I don't know, something good happened with him, Pastor Paul. Some of you are thinking like that, huh? Wrong. That's the exactly opposite. Today was a very tough day. Even my knee, is hurting now. I can barely stand. It hurts every time I walk. And it's not a good day for me. Okay? Many things going on. But why am I so energetic and so happy?
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Because I'm not saying I'm totally completely selfless. I'm not saying it. But I believe I am learning a lesson to be selfless.
Amen.
Amen.
So because it's not about me, because I'm dead, actually, something's going on wrong way, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me.
Amen.
But as long as I have Jesus, who is the reality, I'm okay.
Amen.
I'm okay.
Amen.
You are okay if you have Jesus.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you don't get visa, you have Jesus, you'll be okay.
Amen.
You'll be okay. You don't have money in the bank, you have Jesus, you'll be okay.
Amen.
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 You don't have health, but you have Jesus, you'll be okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't have a car like me, or you don't have a two bedroom like me. You have Jesus, it's okay.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, how we need to be selfless. And that's only through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When we eat Jesus, he's selfless, right? He's loving care, right? So when he comes into you, you will become selfless.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I'm telling you. I mean, look, if you become selfless, if you lose yourself, you're going to be so much happier.
Amen.
You're going to be so much fun. Mm. You're going to be so much at peace. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why these worry and concern, anxieties come at us all the time? Oh, anxieties about future, my job, visa, money, all this. You know, why? Because I am so self-centered. Oh, we need rescue. We need deliverance from self-centered.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know those people who get depressed? There are so many people are depressed these days. Don't they, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are living in the 21st century, and I believe we are living in the last century.
Mm.
Yes.
People are so much hurt, and they're so depressed. You know why? Because their eyes are glued on themselves.
Mm. Yes.
All they see is themselves. How fragile and how weak and how lacking, how iniquity myself is, and this, as soon as the eyes are glued and captivated with their own self, which is so lacking and so, you know, not there, It's not there. The puzzles are not there, right? They get depressed. It's not the reason. But as soon as our eyes are away from myself and look up to Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God and the Son of Man, who is God man, I begin to be filled with His love and His presence and His energy, His life. Hallelujah. Oh, how the Lord is beautiful, because He's available 24 hours, 7 days. Amen. He's always available. The moment you say, Lord Jesus, you will experience something. Amen. It's a miracle. It's a miracle to not to experience Jesus when you call on the name of the Lord. Did you get it? It's a miracle not to experience Jesus when you call on the name of the Lord. I make it very simple way. When you call on the name of the Lord with your heart, Jesus is always there.
Amen.
He's always there to answer you. He's always there to bless you, to touch you, to comfort you, to heal you.
Amen.
Do you understand? The problem is not Jesus. The problem is me. Because I'm so close-minded, close-hearted. I'm so self-centered. Do you understand? Me. I don't like the style. Oh, I don't like the smell. Oh, I don't like the food. Oh, I don't like the... Hello! Get out of this little box called I. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, number four. Why the self-centered is so foolish? Number four, because, okay? Oh, it's number four, yeah. It's a beautiful when you become selfless, and I think we know that, right? Okay, let me go to number five. Heaven-like life is selfless, not selfish, right? That's why it's foolish to be self-centered. Hallelujah, we're no longer self-centered because Christ has entered into us. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Every time the Holy Spirit awares you, helps you to see yourself, that you're so self-centered, what do you got to do? Lord, I need more Jesus. Jesus. I need more Jesus.
Amen.
I need Jesus more.
Amen.
Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Oh, how we need Jesus every day, every moment, every second. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, I want to tell you something now. Here's the good news. Here's the good news. But only those who take it by faith and actually do it will be blessed. No matter how much I say it, if you don't do it, if you don't take it, if you don't receive it, it's not yours. It's yours only when you take it, all right?
Amen.
Okay, let me tell you good news now. Our church, the Koreans, we have something called morning revival. In the morning, we phone call each other, and then we read one scripture, one chapter, and then we prophesy. We talk about the scripture, and we pray reading like that, about 20 to 30 minutes, okay? We have studies, SK has started. And Stephen, you started, but alright, you know what I'm talking about. And Brother Tanley from China, right? He started, you're still on the way, right? So we started. So if you say, hey, Brother Paul, hey, you talk to Rachel, she's in charge, okay? I want that morning revival. In the morning, I need Jesus. I will not start my day without Jesus. I need Jesus in the morning. Give me Jesus. If you have a heart like that, talk to her. Mm-hmm. So she will group it. It cannot be too large. It needs to be 3 to 5, not 2. Because one person is now answered, then you... So 3 to 5 is good. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, once we get this start, I'm telling you, your life will be much more happy. Much more content.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nadia? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So if you're a couple, then couples can do it together. Oh, Lord Jesus. I said it. I don't know how many will respond. At the end of the service, Rachel, go to her. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to see the what time is good for this certain group. Even if you're away, overseas, you can still do it. In Africa, wherever. As long as the time matches. Alright, number five, it is foolishness not to know the destination. Oh, there are only two trees now. Everybody, come on, look at me now. There are only two trees. Tree of life, tree of?
Knowledge.
That's right. Tree of life is Jesus Christ. Tree of knowledge? Satan. Okay? Tree of
life, the characteristic is depending on God, relying on God. That's called faith. And tree of knowledge is independent from God. It's very self-centered. You understand? All right? And the destination of the tree of life is New Jerusalem, paradise. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And the destination of the tree of knowledge of good and evil is what? Lake of fire. So which one are you? I'm sure all of you are in the tree of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay, don't hold on to the possession of this world. You let go. Listen, the moment you let go, you hold Jesus. Amen. You cannot hold the possession of the world and try to hold Jesus together. No, it doesn't work. You have to let go of one. Amen. Does it make sense? Today, you let go of this world and you hold tightly to Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, the last point. The last point is the way to receive the eternal life. Acts 2:21. You may know this scripture very well. We're going to read it loudly. Ready? Begin. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Everyone what?
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord.
Who will be saved? Come on, everybody. Who will be saved?
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord.
You call on the name of the Lord with pure heart. Everybody say pure heart.
Pure heart.
Meaning that if you mix it with Jesus Christ with other things, it's not pure heart. Pure heart means only Christ, only Jesus. Amen? You understand? You love Jesus and you love the money. It doesn't work. You love Jesus and you love something else. It doesn't work. Only Christ. That's a pure heart. Amen? Okay, that's pure heart. And you have to have the pure heart and clean lips. Everybody say clean lips.
Clean lips.
Clean lips.
Clean lips.
Okay? Now, you call on Jesus. You say, oh, Lord Jesus. And you say, oh, he's so stupid. Lord Jesus. Oh, I wish he's dead. Lord Jesus. And you start cursing and gossiping all day. What is that? From the fountain, only one kind of water can come out. The salty and the pure water cannot come out together. You understand? The oil and water cannot mix. You choose. You choose and determine today and say, from my mouth, I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. And I'm going to stick to it. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to talk negatively. I'm not going to criticize. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to condemn. Who am I to condemn or judge? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to call on his name, and I'm going to, every time I open my mouth, I'm going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to give thanksgiving to the Lord. And I'm going to encourage my brothers and sisters. I'm going to edify them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, open your mouth and say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Open your mouth wider. Say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it.
Amen.
If you open your mouth this much, God will drop it. If you open mouth but wider, he will pour out. If your mouth wide, you open my mouth wider, then he will just bring the bucket. You understand? If you open your mouth really wide, he will bring it to the sea and the pour. Do you understand? It's not up to God, it's up to you.
Amen.
Don't blame God. Why God? Why me? Why me? Don't ask why. Even if God says to you, he explains to you, not understand. Your brain is this small. Hello?
No.
Put your hands together like this. Scientifically, this is the size of your brain. My brain is so small. That's why I forget easily. I cannot trust my brain. My brain is so small, so limited. I cannot trust myself. I only trust Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How can you understand God? You can't. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Call on his name with pure heart and clean lips. Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Godwin.
Amen.
That's your name, Godwin.
Yes.
I like your name, Godwin.
Thank you.
Ultimately, God will win. Amen.
God is the winner of everything.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Open your mouth wide and eat Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Brothers, I hear this so many times. Oh, Korean life is hard. Oh, working in the factory is so hard. The work is so hard. Oh, blah, 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 blah. If you think hard thought, negative thought all the time, and you speak every time hard, your life will be hard. That's foolish, isn't it? That's what we saw today, isn't it? Change your thought. It's time to change your thought. No, I enjoy the work.
No, I praise God for the word. I praise God for the health that God has given to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why there are two brothers and one brother is praising the Lord for his work? Why is another brother complaining for the work? What's the difference?
In the same company.
In the same company. that's a good one. In the same company. What's the difference? The attitude is different, isn't it? Attitude.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to have the attitude of the gratitude.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So scared like that one. Listen, brothers and sisters, we need to call on his name. Amen.
Amen.
Hannah, where's your daughters? Huh? Batul, you need to come early. You love Jesus. Amen. Amen. 2 o'clock is the service. Amen. You come in 1:30 and get along with the people and pray.
It's my problem.
Yes. May God bless you and give you strength. Amen. I say this because I love you. Amen. Every time your family is not here, I'm looking. Where is my beloved sister Hannah and Bator and Sondas? Where are they? My heart is sinking and God is sinking more.
Amen.
Do you understand? That's why I want to see you guys on time, right? This is very precious. Right? This is the time that God speaks to you. This time God wants to meet you and heal you and recover you. So brothers and sisters, you enjoy. Hallelujah. If you cannot avoid it, enjoy it. Hallelujah. Okay, Romans 10:12. Read it together. Begin. One voice. Begin. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all. Richly blesses all who
call on Him.
Hallelujah. I like the word there. Richly. Richly blesses all those who call on Him. God bless you richly. Not just small. He'll bless you richly, my brothers.
Amen.
Call on His name. Every time. All days. Lord Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Even now, when you call on His name, He will come. He pours out His blessings. You know. Now, if there's somebody who says, Pastor Paul, Brother Paul, I cannot experience Jesus. I call on His name. Now, I want to ask this question. How long did you call on His name? You measured the time. How long? Perhaps maybe 30 seconds. I dare you, and I challenge you. You call on Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, 5 minutes. And it's not short. 5 minutes from your spirit and your heart with all your energy. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. You, with all your heart, you call on His name for 5 minutes. You put your time, Allah, okay, the clock. Put in the foot. Measure 5 minutes. You will see what happens. You will feel something moving in your spirit. That's a spirit. You will see something moving.
Amen.
And that will make you cry. That will make you shout. That will make you rise up. That will make you different. Hallelujah. I say this out of my experience. John 1:12. Let's read together. Begin. Yet to all who receive Him, to those who believe His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Amen. Oh, are you ready to receive Him this afternoon?
Amen.
We need to receive Him continuously.
Yes.
Don't be satisfied with receiving Jesus last Sunday. No, you need to receive Jesus today, now. And tomorrow, receive Him again. Amen. That's called faith. That's called faith. I want to share the last scripture now. This is all for the non-believers, actually. This is for the non-believers now. Okay, go ahead. There's one more scripture that is for the believers now. Revelation 3:20. This is for believers, actually. God is talking to the believers, not churches. Alright? Remember the seven churches, right? In the book of Revelation 2-3. Let's read it together. Begin.
Here I am.
I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, this is writing to the Christians, believers. And it tells us that how even believers, the children of God, their heart is closed. Oh, this aching God's heart. Their heart is closed because their heart has been robbed by so many other things of this world. By the pain, by the hurt in their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, don't let any other thing in this world rob of your heart. Your heart belongs to Jesus Christ, to Him and Him alone. Open your heart to Jesus every day.
even now, open your heart and say, I desire you with my heart, and my heart belongs to you. Hallelujah. Please come, I welcome you. And I and you, we will dine together. We will feast together. Amen? Oh, this is my desire. This is my desire. This is my desire. The title name is This Is My Desire. Oh, this is my desire to worship you, to honor you. You know the song, is it? G, Rachel, G, GCD. G, maybe E minor, try. This goes like this. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship.
Give you my soul.